Happy early Christmas, everyone! Yeah! Today, we have the story of the birth of Jesus, and it's still Advent. Didn't see that coming, did you? Today in the Gospel, we hear the story of the birth of Jesus, but it's not the usual nativity story. Everyone's favorite Christmas story comes from Luke. We love Luke's version because of the warmth of the story and the silent night and the choirs of angels and the animal cameos in the nativity scene and the baby Jesus born in humility. Luke's version gets all the headlines. Today we get Matthew, which may be compared to unwrapping a pair of socks on Christmas morning when what you were really expecting was that fancy new hockey stick. Yay. But in just 7 verses, Matthew gifts us with a whole lot of story. It might not have the flash, but it's definitely got the substance. Matthew offers us a portrait of Jesus by way of his origin story. We read, "Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way." Prior to today's verses, we're given Jesus' genealogy, his earthly origin. His relatives present a pattern of individuals who acted outside the norms of expectations of society and law for the purposes of advancing God's righteousness with humankind. This pattern includes Joseph. When we pick up the story today, we're given Jesus' divine origin story. Here, we see the inner workings of God's direct involvement with the incarnation of the Messiah and how that manifests in the person who helps raise Jesus, Joseph. The first thing we learn about Joseph is about his character. Matthew writes, "Mary's husband Joseph was a righteous man and unwilling to expose Mary to public disgrace." Before any of the details of the story play out, Joseph stands before us as the kind of person who assesses a situation before making a decision about what to do. He knows the rigid expectations of the law, and then chooses to follow what he believes to be a better course of action. He makes his decision based on his commitment to righteousness, what he believes will offer the most honor and dignity to everyone involved in this situation. As we see in the rest of these few verses, Joseph is capable of leveling up to an even higher degree of righteousness. In this story, we witness the result of a dynamic relationship between God and humanity, what I like to call the human-divine relationship. The angel that visits Joseph in a dream serves as a direct conduit between Joseph's natural integrity and the reality of God's presence. The choice he makes to work with the direction of the angel is grounded in his trust in the reality of God's presence. Emmanuel, God with us, is not a novel concept. For Joseph and those of Israelite heritage, God is always with us. There's nothing in the angel's statement to question or even wonder about. What's new is that the idea of Emmanuel, God with us, is going to happen in a new way. Joseph is an example for us about trusting that God is still in creation mode and is still finding ways to connect directly with humankind and still believes, yes, God believes too, in humanity's ability to flow with and cooperate in God's creative actions. Joseph is a man who is open to the presence of God in the world. In this case, the visit of the angel, messenger of God who brings important, though incomplete, information to Joseph. The messenger does this. He brings important but incomplete information to Joseph. Bigger font in the future. Joseph doesn't get all the details. There's no explanation about what is happening. The angel provides no clear end game in this moment beyond that this child will one day, at some as yet to be determined date, save people from their sins, whatever that means. What we are witnessing is an example of a real and abiding relationship with God. Joseph doesn't need signs, choirs of angels who explain everything, or some corroboration that what he's hearing is the truth. His righteousness is grounded in trust. Joseph's heart and mind are open to a deeper wisdom founded in this trusting relationship. When we talk about what this concept of the human-divine relationship looks like, this is it. The awesomeness of the dream Joseph experiences is secondary to the understanding that God still interacts with humankind. The whole point of the incarnation story and the life that this child will lead is all wrapped up in the name that the angel shares with Joseph. Emmanuel means God with us. It's significant that this revelation comes toward the end of this pericope because it follows the progression God takes in outlining the growth of trust in the human-divine relationship. The angel says, God with us, not God with you. What God is up to isn't directive, it's participatory. Think about the theological understanding of the dual nature of Christ that will develop as we go further into his story, that Christ is both human and divine. It starts with this name, Emmanuel, that relies on the word us to land its meaning. The incarnation of God in Christ is the next way that God reaches out to interface with humanity, and God does so in a deeply collaborative way. As we move through the Jesus story, we'll see that like 99% of everything Jesus does is in direct collaboration with the humans that he encounters in a way that frequently relies on their trust that God is fully present with us, even if we have to work with incomplete information. The point of the Christmas story is simply this. If God is with us, then God is functioning fluidly in the world and opens up opportunities for us to move fluidly with God and participate in the work of righteousness. God is listening and responding to the words and actions of humankind. God's presence with humanity is not rigid and unyielding like the laws Joseph considered at the beginning of the story. God is active and lively. God is the very nature and source of infinite creativity and collaboration. Emmanuel, God with us, is the antithesis of the idea of God that exists only as a word inked onto a page in a book. Joseph represents the hope of God that humanity will choose to open our hearts and minds to the reality that God is still with us. Joseph exemplifies for us the importance of making active choices that move us in the direction of righteousness. Like Joseph, we too get to consider the situations in our lives before making decisions about what to do. God's hope is that we'll choose our actions based on our trust that God is with us. The resulting course of action, reflecting our trust in God, even when we have incomplete information, will offer the most honor and dignity to everyone involved. This is a tall order. But beloveds, God believes in us too. And God desires to be with us in all of our everyday considerations. So the bottom line is this. No, we don't get a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger in this Christmas story. Instead, we get the infinite creator of all things standing alongside us and saying, let's do something together. And that's the good news.